Just man. so beautiful. Church is so beautiful. Good morning to everybody. Good morning. Let's stand up and pray together as we do each and every Sunday as we talk to our Father, hallelujah, who loves us so, so much. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Be seated, church. Let's read together Psalm 113. Me first, then you, but that's not because I'm first, I'm just starting. I am your servant, amen. I am your pastor. I am your servant. I humble myself, and I thank God every Sunday that folks come to that door to hear the word of God, and we just pray that we continue to feed them. So let's read Father's word. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high? Hallelujah. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Hallelujah. He grants the barren woman a home like a youthful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. Let him hear your praise this morning. Who humbles himself. That's what we're going to be talking about today a lot. Humbling yourself. Amen. Humbling yourself in the sight of God. Humbling yourself and staying under the umbrella of his love. Hallelujah. I went to the deli the other day to get some supper for us, and it made me smile because at the deli they had two cups, one on each side of the counter, and one of them had for the Red Sox fans and the other one had for the Yankee fans. And I thought, were they at our church or something? It is for our friends. We have these two piggy banks that we put on the altar, and we don't take an offering. It's a free will, but folks put their change in each bank of their team, and at the end of the year we use that money for something good. Last year, the Yankees won by $163, don't they? Just saying. Hallelujah. There you go. But praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. All the time. There you go. We need God more and more every day. You do. You really do. There's a lot going on. Anybody watching TV, you'll see there's a lot going on in this country right now with all things. And what I watched, and you know what I saw and what I felt, I saw people raising millions and millions of dollars every month. I saw a person have a dinner, and it was $100,000 a person to be at the dinner. Millions and millions of dollars. We don't see the benefit. Amen. We don't see the benefit. And I say, you know, that's the world. That's what the world is doing. Amen. We watch this court show on TV. It's called The Hot Bench. It's three judges. Three judges that judge what? The law, amen? They have few people in front of them, and these three judges judge the law of the world, amen? And you should watch it for a week just to see that these three judges, they show them in the back talking about the case. And you'll see three judges talking about what? The law. Whose law? Man's law. And you'll see three judges that if on a particular day you went to one judge, you would win. And if you went to the next judge the next day, you would lose. And then you went to the third judge, and everybody either wins or loses. And I watch this and I say, that's the world. That's the world. That's man's law, and these people are to judge man's law. But if when you see it, you see three judges who are good judges, there's nothing, I'm not judging them, amen. I'm just telling you that man's law is subject to feelings, even though they say they have to follow the law, amen. And then I see this world, our country, that in the last 6 months, They've raised over almost $2 billion, and they spent that. Say that with me. $2 billion. And now that this first part's over, there's another part coming that we're going to watch. And each person is going to raise $1 billion. $1 billion. For what? To be what? To lead what? And I'm saying, Lord, listen, don't get in arguments about politics. Please don't. It's just like a Red Sox Yankee fan. You're not going to change anybody's mind. And I'll tell you what, you'll be so surprised who you talk to, who you respect, who you love, that talks about somebody like you can't believe you're talking about the same person that I don't like that you're talking about that you like. That's the world, amen? That's crazy. So I say, don't get into the politics, but understand what's going on around us. That's the world. There's no God in that, amen? There's no God controlling any of that. Do you imagine $4 billion spread out over our country? You're talking like $20 million for each state. Just put it there. You put it there. And not even for education. Put it there to the hospitals where children need help. Amen. Put it in a St. Jude's where children with cancer are being helped. I mean, how much can we do with that money? Yet these people spend this money and they just raise it and spend it. For what end? For what end are they? And then you wonder when they all become where they want to be, that they're supposed to serve us. Amen? And it seems like they serve other things. Amen? And I'm just saying that that's the world. That's why we need God. And that alone, that alone, what I'm sharing with you, should give you reason to say, you know, there's only one place for me to be, under the umbrella of God. Under His umbrella, because He's going to lift me up. God's going to take care of me. Even in a time of famine, God said, I'll take care of you, Sergio. That's the God you serve and love. Amen? So that's why you want to be under that umbrella. When you see the craziness of the world, you say, I don't know where that's going. I can go to one judge one day and win, and go to another judge the next day and lose, and they're following what? The law. But we got this. Amen? This is all we need. Jesus said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. He said, love yourself and love your neighbors as you love yourself. Amen? And then He also says this in 1 Peter. Listen to, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. To the humble. What does He give, Gary? Grace. Unmerited favor to the humble. And it says, also it says in James, not that James, but it says in James, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. Amen? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. What does it mean? Let me tell you, humbling doesn't mean that you become weak. Humbling doesn't mean that you just accept everything. Humbling means you just put somebody else first. You don't put yourself first. You pull yourself back. Humbling, when you humble, it's even harder because your first instinct is to want to attack and want to defend. And say, God's saying, no, you humble yourself. God said, you humble yourself and I will lift you up. How do you humble yourself at work? I'll tell you how. By doing your work unto God. By not worrying about if the boss is mad at you today. By not fighting with your coworkers. You just simply go to work because God gave you that job. Amen. And you humble yourself. And you go. And you do the best you can do. And you don't tell somebody how good a job you do. When God is there, somebody else will come and say, you know, Sergio, you're doing great work. We're so glad to have you here. And then you know that God is with you. God is raising you up. When you do things in the world, if you humble yourself and allow others to tell you how good you're doing, you'll see people will be drawn to you. You see, you're not talking about you all the time. You're talking about others. How can I help others? You're really a great... No, I'm not a great person. I'm a humble person who wants to help, who wants God to help me. And the Bible says if I humble myself, He will what? He will lift me up. And I don't see a lot of people on TV humble today. I don't know about you, amen? Not judging. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I see a lot of pride. Are you with me? Hallelujah. When a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's God's way. Amen. When your ways please the Lord, God said, I'll even make your enemies be at peace with him. Why? Because they can't attack you about anything. They can't say things about you. They can't talk about you because you're doing things under God and you're humbled yourself and your whole attitude is where they want to be closer to you. Amen. Trust me, when you're nice to somebody, they want to be close to you. Anybody ever go to a restaurant all the time and you're nice, you got your certain waitress and you're nice to her or him, and when you go in there, what do? They want you at their table. They come over and they take good care of you. Why? Because you've given them love. You've given them kindness. You've humbled yourself and you accept, you know, they're not just a waiter, but they're going to serve you, and you treat them humbly, not because, oh, you're just a waitress or a waiter. No, they're the most important person in that restaurant, and when they feel that way, they take good care of you. Amen. When you do that unto God, hallelujah. Let me read that again. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. And it says a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen. Now listen to this. Pride, what? Goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. Amen. Hallelujah. He who heeds the words wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Have anybody see anybody who loves God? You see how happy they are? I mean, they might have lost their job last week. They might have lost their home. They might have all kinds of things coming against them. But you see somebody who loves God and you see a smile. Amen? They're happy. They know that God has an answer. They know that they're walking in a place where God can answer. They know that God is over everything that they're doing because they call on him every day. They're happy. Amen? The word happy isn't in the Bible very often, but that's right there. It's so beautiful. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increase learning. Hallelujah. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. The correction of fools is folly. Some people talk to you like they have all the wisdom in the world, and you can tell they don't even know what they're talking about. Amen? Somebody can talk to Greg about playing bass guitar, and he knows in 10 seconds or less whether the guy actually knows how to play bass guitar. So all the things he tells him after that will be folly. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you. And the correction of the fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. And listen to this. Pleasant words. What kind of words? Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Let's pray together. The testimony of God. In a world of chaos, in a crazy world, billions and billions of dollars being spent for we don't even know what. Billions and billions and billions of dollars being spent and we don't see an increase in anything. People promising to do things. People promising to have things. People promising to give things that they don't have to give. They don't have to do. But they're promising them. Promising them to us. We don't want that. We want God. God has promised. God has promised us that if we follow him, he will give us the desires of our heart. God said, if you follow me, I will lead your path. I will walk with you in that path. When trouble comes, I will be your umbrella. I will be your umbrella through life. I will have you prosper. I will have you have good success. Even when others are falling because they don't know me, I will stand you up. Even when people tell you there's no work, I will find you a job. When people say that this can't work, I will make it work for you because you're walking with me. You're not walking with man. You're not walking to please man. But he says one thing we need to do, humble ourselves. Though it sounds easy, it may be the hardest of all things for us to do, to humble ourselves. Not to disregard the beautiful things he's given you, the blessings he's given you, whether you can sing, whether you can play the guitar, whether you're brilliant with numbers, whether you're so smart in understanding economics, whether you have a heart to, whatever it is, God has blessed you with that. You accept that and you say, thank you for that. But you humble yourself. You lead others, you teach others, you're kind to others, you're compassionate to others. When you look at somebody, you lift them up. Lift them up higher than you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid that you're going to come in second. Because when you do that, when you do things unto God, you're going to come in first. Not only with God, but with the people around you, with your family. Don't be so quick to answer all the problems in your family. Be quick to give it to God. Be quick to listen to God and then let God answer. Lead them. Lead them to God and let God fill them. Then you will have good success and they will come back to you for more because you led them down the right path. Humble yourself, trusting in God. Say, Lord, I need more of you. I see the world. I can get in there. Maybe I can be successful, but those people are going to attack me sooner or later because somebody else is going to come along and the attacks will come. But if I stay with you, I will simply be in your love, in your compassion, in your tenderness, and in your forgiveness. Jesus was the most compassionate, loving man that walked on this world. He forgave. He forgave and showed compassion. And Jesus humbled himself in front of his people, in front of his disciples, and in front of the world. He humbled himself and he's raised up. He's raised up. We love him. We want to follow him. And the way to follow him is to listen to his words and just speak pleasant words to one another. It's like medicine. To the bones of your body, health. There's health in the Lord, not in the world. There's peace with the Lord, not in the world. There's healing with the Lord, not in the world. There's joy in the Lord, not in the world. When you find that, when you see that and you receive that, nothing will ever be able to take it away from you. Nothing. Nothing will ever be able to separate you from God. Man can't do it. God can. God can do all things. In this world of chaos, and everything that you see today, that should bring you closer to God, make you run to the nearest church to hear about the Lord. Make you run to the nearest brother and sister to get that comfort. Make you run for prayer to the people who will believe with you, because that's where our answers lie. With our Lord under his umbrella. Be there. That's the place to be in Jesus' name. And I pray that we find it. Praise, church. I want to say hello to our friends visiting. Thank you. Good to see you again. I just want you to understand when we say give God praise, the reason why I do that, because in the Bible it says he inhabits the praise of his people. And I love that feeling. I love thinking that God is sitting right here. Amen. The angels are around our church. That's what I pray for. Amen. That the angels encamp around us and he inhabits the praise of his people. Now I'm going to remind you again, he inhabits the praise of you on a Monday while you're driving in your car in traffic. Amen. You start praising him and he'll inhabit your car. You start talking to him, he'll be there. All of a sudden you forgot about the traffic. You forgot about you being late because God is with you and he's calming your spirit down. He's saying, I'm with you. All of a sudden you feel at ease and your muscles begin to relax and you start to heal. And when you get to where you're going, you feel wonderful. I mean, has anybody ever feel stress every day? I mean, I know I do. Amen. The only way to find it, the only way for victory is with the Lord. God has answers that sometimes you can't understand until they come. But if you trust the answers and you trust God, amen? Because we're all going through things. Each and every one of us are going through things where we need our help and we need our each other for each other. I spoke to somebody this morning and it made my heart. Because we were talking about something and I went right away to my son. And so trying to relate to my son. He's 31 and he knows everything. You laugh. But I remember when I was 31 and I knew everything. Amen? I did. Then I learned that I didn't know what I thought I knew and what I knew anyway. And it was good for my spirit. And see, you don't know who you can talk to about your situation. You don't know where God is going to send you. But if you go to somebody who believes the Lord and talk, you start talking about God to something about one thing, and all of a sudden you start talking about something else had nothing to do with the first thing, and both of you are being healed. Amen. Both of you feel stronger, and both of you, and I just, that meant a lot. That my heart was stronger at the end. And when you talk to somebody about God, and you really get, oh, look what God is doing, or look what God did for my daughter or my grand. All of a sudden, everybody just, you become a family. Amen? Because we got Him. We got Him. He loves you. Amen? He loves you. Say that with me. He loves you. He does. More than you can ever. I told somebody the other day, 10 times, 10 times, 10, you can't understand His love. But I see miracles, even in this church. Oh, this person will never come to church, and then they come to church almost every week. I say, wait a minute now. Well, you said they would never come. Oh yeah, but they'll never come back. And guess what? Here they are coming back. Amen. Only God can do that. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from the Bible, from Proverbs, for all the mothers. You might not have had a mother that I had. And if you haven't, and it said, don't feel bad. Say, I'm going to be better. I'm going to rise up and do better. I know the mistakes that sometimes the moms and dads make. I made mistakes as a father. Amen. I know them. I want to rise up and do better. Amen. My mom and dad were divorced when I was a little boy. We lived right around the corner. We had three rooms, just old three-room apartment. We didn't even have hot water. She had a big tank in the kitchen, and she had to light the thing underneath it. It heated the hot water for that one tank for when I took my baths and stuff. But I didn't know we were poor, and we were. And my mother would go to work at the hospital, and I would go to school, and I would go home and be by myself. I didn't think anything of it, amen? My mother was a great mother. Today, that mother would be brought to jail or be hollered at because I was 10 years old and home alone, but I didn't know any better. I knew my mom was coming home. I knew what to do. But I thank God for the mom that raised me and did things in my life that today I see so much clearer. You know, having a banana on the table, where did it come? You know, Christmas, I always had the gifts for Christmas. Where did the money come from? I don't know. But she was a miracle worker, and mothers are miracle workers. I know my bride, her mama was a miracle worker. Five boys and one girl. Sacrificing everything so that they could eat, they could live, and they didn't have a lot of money. Amen. It's never about how much money you have. It's always about how much love in your heart. Amen. For forgiveness, for acceptance. And on a Mother's Day, this is a great day to understand that not all mothers are perfect. Amen. But they want to be. Amen. Understand that in their heart they want to be. So if your mother has failed in certain ways, you say, Lord, you know how many times you've forgiven me, Jesus? I'm going to forgive my mother. And that means I'm going to accept. I don't have to take things. I don't have to understand. You know, I don't have to agree with everything. But I'm going to forgive. And I'm going to be the one that gives the light of God unto my mother. And I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better than my mama did, because for whatever reason, she thought she knew everything when she was 30, and she found out later maybe she didn't. Amen. So that's where we're going today. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Praise the Lord. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. Hallelujah. How many mothers of you know that did that? How many mothers today want to do? She's like the merchant ships. You know, she brings her food from afar. You wonder, where did this food come from? She gives me breakfast. She gives me dinner. Where did it come from? She had to go get it. Hallelujah. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night, which means she never stops. Amen? She never stops. You get sick at 3 in the morning, she's there. Amen? You get sick at 4, she's there. You need something in the next day, she's taking care of it. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. Hallelujah. And husbands and sons and daughters, listen to this. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat of the bread of idleness. Proverbs 31:28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank you, Lord. How much? How much would you give your mother today? How much? How much was it worth that she gave you life? How much was it worth that she sacrificed? How much would you want? I would give anything to spend 10 minutes with my mother today, but I know that I'm going to see her someday. I know that I am. But I'm saying, how much? How much would you change? What would you do different? So what your mother did that you thought was wrong might do something different. Amen? It's not a blame game, but I'm just saying that a mother... Every word you think of, amen. Every beautiful word covers a mother. My daddy told me once, many times actually, he said a lot of things, but he told me that nobody in my life would ever love me like my mother and my father. Amen. And my father failed. My dad and my mom were divorced, and he did things that were wrong, but he turned it around for me. He was the father my brothers always said they never had, but you know what? I gave him praise because he saw that. And my mother was always there. And you start thinking about women and what women do, how they take care of their household. Like it says here, it's so beautiful. Her husband is known in the gates because of what the wife does at home, what the mother does at home. Your children are known in school because of what you did at home. They might not see it. They might not appreciate it until they're out of college and doing something. And then when something happens, they'll stop and say, whoa, I remember when this happened with me and my mom, and I said this and this, and now I understand that I was wrong. And then they'll see what you did as a mother. Brenda, I know your daughter's about ready for college. And a lot of things you tell her now, you probably think goes in one ear, psh, right out the other. But I'm telling you, someday she's going to be faced with a situation to realize that she's been there, done that, on the other way, and she'll thank you because you gave her the answer today. You might not see it that way, but you will be the mother she will be talking about to all her friends. And Roger, her father, but that's Father's Day. Praise God. We're going to go to a nursing home later, my wife and I. We're going to sing for Mother's Day, and there's a lot of moms there who won't have anybody. Won't have anybody. And those people at this nursing home are very wealthy people. It's assisted living. Anybody know anything about that? You have to put hundreds of thousands of dollars to get into this nursing home. And so I know that these women were very successful in whatever they did. Their husbands were very successful. And we're going to go and sing, and we're just going to see a handful of families. And we're going to see a lot of them alone. Amen? A lot of them alone. And just, it makes us sad in one way. That's why we love going to do that. Because it's even hard to put in words without crying. But they're special. Amen? They're special people who have done special things in their life. And they all made mistakes. Amen? They all made mistakes. So I tell you today to honor the memory of your mother. Thank her for giving you life. That was the first choice she made. Amen. Thank you for giving her life. And then all the other things will start to come. You'll start to forget the bad times. You'll start to forget the things she did wrong, because guess what? I'm sure you've done things wrong in your life too. Amen. I'm sure you've made decisions that your mom wouldn't have been very happy with. Amen. Just saying. I wasn't looking at you, was I? Isn't that saying, did anybody ever saying about women that if you meet a guy who loves his mother, that's a good, that's the guy you want to have. Any guy who loves his mother is the guy you want to be around. See that? Even if my mother didn't love you, she loved you. This is a day to just reflect. If mama's gone, I reflect. Reflect on the good things. Amen. God would want you to reflect on the good things. Why? Because He's forgiven you for so many things. He said, well, what are you doing? I've forgiven you for all this. You can't forgive from something 20 years ago or 30 years ago. And let me tell you, there's nothing. If mama did something to you 30 years ago and you wanted an answer today, I guarantee you that answer will be meaningless. I said, nothing could be said to say, why did you do that? I said, well, I can't tell you why. It wouldn't make a difference. I was wrong. Forgive as our Father forgives him, because he's going to bless your life. Amen. And you forgive and humble yourself, he's going to lift you higher. He's going to say, that's my good daughter. That's my good son. You're catching on to what Jesus is all about. Amen. Forgiveness and love and compassion. And on a day like the day they call Mother's Day, I always say there should be a Mother's Month. Why is there only one day for mamas? But today is the day. Rejoice and have that love. Have that Jesus love in your heart. Give Him praise, church. This is Happy Mother's Day to mamas. I know that some people didn't have a mom like we had, and my wife just said that God sets you free. How many want to be set free? If you had that in your life where you don't feel like you know something was wrong, I ask you, she said, let it go. Forgive today. When you forgive today, forget. Amen. Maybe you still have a chance to make it better. Maybe you have a chance to call and say, hey, mom, I love you. I may not like it, all this. And don't even just say, I love you. I'm sorry things are the way they are, but I love you. And leave it there. At least let that love, let that seed, you know, you plant one seed in the garden and you get all these flowers. Just forgive, and then that burden gets off your back and off your shoulders. And then you start to feel good, and you've healed a heart. Amen? You just healed somebody of something that was in the back, because we all hang on to things way too long. Amen? We hang on to sins that we committed. I know that we got some friends that it's so hard for me to tell them, you've been forgiven. God doesn't care about that sin. He's the most compassionate God. Jesus is so compassionate. He said, you are forgiven. Amen? We walk in the covenant of grace. So start today with that and humble yourself. Humble, just be quiet with God. Do your work unto God. Treat other people with a love and kindness and compassion, and watch God lift you up in this world of turmoil. Amen? You don't want that, because you don't know how it's going to turn on you. You trust God. He'll take care of that. Amen? Give Him praise, church.
That was perfect. I talked.
We're going to do the Lord's Supper. We do this every Sunday. I want you to just feel so spiritual. Feel so close to God. This is a great time to pray and great time. And I'm going to read really quietly while they're passing it out. And you can just pray together. I'm just going to read. I was given this. Sue gave me this. And if you don't mind, Sue, I'll read it while they're passing. It's just a poem about a mother. And I just want to read it with you and share that emotion too. But we're going to do what the Bible tells us to do. We're going to do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of who? Jesus. For what? For what He did on that cross. To do what? To forgive us for our what? Hallelujah. If He did that for us, we can start the forgiveness to flow from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it, and he told his disciples, "This is my body being torn for you." And they didn't understand. Remember that. They still didn't understand when he did that. And he simply said to eat and do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, deacons. A mother. She sees you as a magnificent, though at times you act a fool. With tears in her eyes, she watches you leave on your very first day at school. She saves your papers and works of art, keeps them in a special place. And when she sits and looks at them, there's a big smile upon her face. She sees you as a work in progress, a flower about to bloom. You bring the sunshine to her soul when dark clouds bring on the gloom. She seems to know when you have trials. It's that little voice within. No matter what the cost to her, she's with you through thick and thin. Your happiness is what she seeks. She puts your needs before her own. Only God in heaven can love you more. You are hers from him on loan. Her goal in life is to nurture you and to cherish you through the years, to laugh at all your antics and to wipe away your tears. Your mother knows that you have faults, but she loves you anyway. Her love for you is unconditional. That is why we honor her this day, Mother's Day. Y'all go home and look at your refrigerator. This is going to come back to mind. I got a feeling there's a picture or two. Your grandkids and your children in there. Your children who aren't perfect and your grandkids who aren't perfect. But in your eyes, they're everything. Your mama wasn't perfect. She was just like us. She was young and did and acted, and she just wasn't perfect. As she forgave you for so many things, we forgive now. We love. Love will change the world, one person at a time. Today it starts with you again. This is the first day of your journey, the new day. Hallelujah. What a glorious day it is. We stand under the umbrella with God. In this church, we do this every Sunday in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. You confess to God. The Bible says we sin against God. So if there's something in your heart, any worry, any fret, anything you have it coming against you, ask God to forgive you, tell him. Say, "Lord, forgive me, I'm going to try better. I know better, Lord. I just know better, Lord, but I'm going to try it even harder today." And as you receive the sacrament of the blood, ask him for that forgiveness and let him come inside of you again. So he took the wine, poured it into a cup and said, "This is my blood being shed for you. And according to the book of Matthew, for the remission of your sins." This is a beautiful time to be with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And remember, the things that you think are impossible are just those things that God will make possible. He will make a way where there is no way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My mama walked me to school every day at the New Irving School. We lived on Olivia Street. She walked me to school every day until I was in the sixth grade. And folks used to laugh at me. And I didn't even know that she would walk me to school and meet with three of her friends, and they'd have coffee at the coffee shop after. So it was just having her walk me to school. It was just her coming so she could meet her friends. And to me, it was a joy to have my mother walk me. And people, and I used to bring my mama to the some of the nightclubs where I used to perform, and my friends would say, "Why do you bring your mother?" And I used to say, "Why not?" She'd come home from work on Friday and get dressed and get in my car and she have a good time, and I'd bring her home and say, "Well, why not?" And she was always so thankful. She loved you. God can do the impossible. God loves doing the impossible, Chuck. He does. That's his thing, the impossible. See, we fix little things and we think we did it. You know, we did this or that, or we fixed the lawn, or we mowed it. We think we did it. So God said, "Okay, you did it, but I can do the impossible." So if today there's something impossible in your life, this is a great time to talk to God. He does the impossible. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If anybody would like a copy of this poem, I'm sure we can get you a copy. So we maybe ask Gary or Marilyn to make copies if they'd like of this poem about a mother. That was really touching. Hallelujah. My mother was funny. She could be so mad at me. And then somebody else do something to me, and she was the lion in front of me. I mean, she could be as mad at me as you know, whatever I did, but then somebody come to hurt me, and the lion came out, and she was no longer mad. She was my protector. So that's my mama. Walked me to school until the sixth grade. Your mother walks you to school. What, are you jealous? Your mother don't? Praise God. Thank my mama that she sent me to that church to learn communion and all the things at catechism that we did, not understanding why, but she put the seed of God in my heart. I'm sorry she can't be in this church to see what she did with her son. I know she's in heaven watching, but she planted seeds that she could not see come. And that's what I ask you to do today. You plant seeds too, and know that God will water them and raise those seeds. I know He will. As Jesus came for us. In Jesus' name.